Fruit. Apple, 44. Apricot, 57. Banana, 51. Cantaloupe, 65. Grapes, 43. Orange, 48. Peach, 28. Pear, 33. Pineapple, 66. Raisins, 64. Strawberries, 40. Watermelon, 72. And vegetables. Carrot, 41. Potato new, 70. Potato russet, baked, 94. Sweet potato, 48. Yam, 51. Values of 55 or below are considered low. 56 to 69 are medium, and 70 and above are high. GI values are calculated only for foods containing sugar or starch. Certain foods, such as broccoli, cauliflower, and many berries, are high in fiber but very low in starch, so a GI value cannot be calculated. Similarly, avocados are high in fat and low in starch, and consequently do not have a GI. Does it really matter? You may be asking. Can it really make a difference if my oatmeal is old-fashioned instead of instant, or if I bring beans, green leafy vegetables, and barley soups into my life? Jenny Brand Miller, PhD, of the University of Sydney, answered that question by analyzing the combined results of 14 studies on the glycemic index that included a total of 356 participants. She found that choosing low GI foods reduces hemoglobin, A1C, by 3/10 to 4/10 percentage point. In some studies, the difference was as much as 6/10 of a point. Studies showed a similar benefit for both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. This advantage is over and above that of the other diet changes you are making. As you will remember from Chapter 2, the combined diet changes described in this book, avoiding animal products, minimizing oils, and eating low GI foods, added up to an A1C drop of 1.2 percentage points on average in our research. That average includes people who did not have very far to drop, as well as some participants who started with A1Cs in the 9 to 10% range and dropped several percentage points. These results are stronger than any single drug is likely to bring. For some people, that is all it takes to return their A1C to the normal range. Nutrition guidelines. Here's a simple summary of the guidelines presented in this chapter. You should follow them exactly because even slight variations may affect your results. Overall principles. Choose foods from plant sources. Avoid all animal products and keep vegetable oils to a bare minimum. Favor foods with a low glycemic index, GI. Focus on the new four food groups. Whole grains, whole grain pasta, brown rice, bran cereal, oatmeal, pumpernickel or rye bread, couscous, bulgur wheat, millet, barley, and so on. Suggested servings, 8 per day. One serving is a half cup cooked grain, such as oatmeal or pasta, 1 ounce dry cereal, or one slice bread. Legumes, beans, black, pinto, or kidney beans, chickpeas, baked beans, soybeans, and so on, peas, split peas, lentils, fat-free soy products, fat-free unsweetened soy milk, fat-free veggie burgers, textured vegetable protein, fat-free tofu, and so on. Suggested servings, 3 per day. One serving is a half cup cooked beans, 4 ounces tofu, or 8 ounces soy milk. Vegetables. Sweet potatoes, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, kale, collards, squash, green beans, bok choy, artichokes, and so on. Choose those with a low GI. Suggested servings, 4 or more per day. A serving is 1 cup raw or 1/2 cup cooked vegetables. And fruits. Apples, bananas, grapes, pears, peaches, oranges, kiwi fruit, berries, and so on. Choose those with a low GI. Suggested servings, 3 or more per day. One serving is 1 piece raw fruit, 1/2 cup chopped fruit, or 1/2 cup cooked fruit or juice. other permitted foods, fat-free salad dressings and other fat-free condiments, coffee with fat-free non-dairy creamer if desired, occasionally alcoholic beverages, rarely sugar, nuts, seeds, dark chocolate made without milk, full-fat soy products such as tofu, tempeh, soy cheese, and so on. Foods to avoid: meats, poultry, fish, eggs, whites and yolks, and all dairy products, regular and fat-free, including milk, yogurt, cheese, ice cream, cream, sour cream, butter, and so on. Added oils, such as margarine, salad dressings, mayonnaise, cooking oils, and so on. Fried foods, such as potato chips, French fries, onion rings, donuts, and so on. Avocados, olives, and peanut butter. Refined foods and/or foods with a high glycemic index, such as white bread and white potatoes. A daily multivitamin. Take a daily multivitamin as a convenient source of vitamin B12, unless you choose B12 fortified products such as fortified breakfast cereals or fortified soy milk, and vitamin D, which you may need if you rarely get exposure to natural sunlight. Putting the right fuel in your tank. Now, we have covered the basics, the three guidelines that work together to help you regain control: avoiding animal products, keeping oils to a minimum, and favoring low GI foods. These guidelines work together. Meeting one of them is not enough. For example, jelly beans can be vegan and they are low in oil. Because they are essentially solid sugar, though, they have a high GI and will spike your blood glucose. Similarly, a snack cake loaded with butter can have a very low GI because butter contains no carbohydrate and may even slow the absorption of glucose you eat. But the snack cake is not vegan, nor is it low in fat. It will contribute to insulin resistance, and you want to steer clear of it. The low GI is not a reason to eat it if it does not meet our other criteria. The three guidelines together are a powerful combination. Nancy's A1C was 8.3% at the beginning of our study. As she began the healthy diet changes, it rapidly slid under 7.0, even while she reduced her medications. For Vance, initial A1C testing showed a value of 9.5%, but as the weeks went by, it dropped and dropped and dropped. By the study's conclusion, his A1C was a healthy 5.3%. Now, before we plan out your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, let me show you how these three principles translate into changes inside your body, just as a car performs dramatically better when it has the fuel it was designed for. Your body performs far better when you give it the foods it needs. Increased insulin sensitivity. As you know by now, evidence shows that a diet change can have a quick and decisive influence on the amount of fat inside your cells. As the amount of fat drops, your cells become more and more sensitive to insulin, allowing your blood sugar to come down. If your insulin resistance was previously worsening and your medication doses increasing, the process begins to reverse. This can happen remarkably quickly. In fact, it can happen so quickly that I need to encourage you, if you are using insulin or any drug that increases insulin secretion. For example, glipizide, trade name Glucotrol, gliburide, trade names micronase, glinase, diabeta, and glucovance, glimepiride, trade name Amaryl, nateglinide, trade name Starlix, propaglinide, trade name Prandin, or the trade name Avandamet, a combination of metformin and rosiglitazone, to be in close touch with your doctor. As your cells regain their insulin sensitivity, you will become more and more like a healthy person who is taking drugs they no longer need. The combination of a healthy diet and the drugs you have been taking can drive your blood sugar down to healthful levels and then below them to hypoglycemia. Your doctor will lower your medication doses or even discontinue your medications as necessary. Now, do not throw your medicines away on your own. The process is gradual and your doctor will guide you. And do not be frightened by this return to health. It is a wonderful feeling to discover that your insulin sensitivity is improving day by day. When your doctor says it's time to cut back on medication or stop a drug altogether, it is as if time is moving backward. Chapter 7 has important details on how to prevent and treat hypoglycemic episodes. Please listen to it carefully before you change your diet. Easy weight control. If you have been hoping to lose weight, that process has just begun. On average, the diet you are beginning causes a weight loss of about 1 pound per week. As time goes on, it adds up to an impressive change. How does this work, you may ask? How can you lose weight if you are paying no attention at all to portion sizes, calories, and carbohydrates? There are three main reasons. First, the foods have very little fat, so you are eliminating the main source of unwanted calories. Second, the vegetables, fruits, beans, and whole grains you are bringing into your diet give you a healthy dose of fiber, which is filling enough to turn off your appetite a bit sooner than would happen without them. On average, each 14 grams of fiber cuts about 10% off your calorie intake. A person who normally eats 2,000 calories per day and then starts to add an extra 14 grams of fiber daily will tend to feel full after eating 1,800 calories. Third, these foods cause a slight boost in your after-meal calorie burn. Normally, you burn calories faster after a meal due to the processes of digestion. Our studies have shown that a low-fat vegan diet increases this after-meal burn, giving you an extra edge. I will go over this in more detail in Chapter 6. For now, just enjoy the weight control that is kicking in on its own. Losing excess weight feels great, of course, but weight loss improves your insulin sensitivity in addition to the effects of the diet change itself. Easy cholesterol control. If you have had a cholesterol problem, the program you are now beginning is far more powerful than typical cholesterol-lowering diets. This should be no surprise. Your new diet is not low in cholesterol. It has no cholesterol at all. It also has no animal fat, which is important because animal fat, like other sources of saturated fat, encourages your body to make cholesterol. They are all gone now. You have replaced them with cholesterol-lowering oats, soy, and other botanical magicians, as you will see in more detail in Chapter 12. Your arteries are starting to breathe a sigh of relief. The damage of diabetes is done to the arteries, for the most part, leading to problems in your heart, eyes, kidneys, and nerves. But now, you are inhibiting that process, and bringing your cholesterol level down is part of it. You are following the kind of diet used in programs to reverse heart disease. Again, do not throw your medications away and cancel your doctor appointments. Your doctor can size up your heart health and track your progress. Reversing symptoms. A team of California researchers used a low-fat vegan diet combined with exercise in a group of 21 people with type 2 diabetes, all of whom had painful neuropathy, the nerve symptoms that arise as the nerves show signs of damage. In just 2 weeks, 17 of the 21 reported complete cessation of their nerve symptoms, and the remaining 4 had noticeable improvements. Other researchers have found that some of the changes in the eye, exudates in the retina, that sometimes occur in diabetes, start to improve or even disappear when people make a healthy diet change. The loss of protein through the kidneys can also diminish. You will find more details on all of these in Chapter 13. First steps. One of the things we have carefully tested with this program is how people feel about it. Bottom line? Although you will be making major changes in your menu that are designed to bring you uncompromised good health, this is perhaps the easiest diet change to stick with over the long run. Partly, that is because it is not a diet. It is a different way of regarding food, a much better way of thinking about and enjoying it. Also, you will never go hungry and never tease yourself with minuscule portions of foods you love. Let me tell you the steps that make it that way. For the moment, you are not actually going to change anything. I just want to walk you through the steps that will get you started. Step 1. Use the new 4 food groups. For starters, let me introduce you to a basic meal planning guide that my colleagues and I developed in 1991. It is called the New 4 Food Groups, and it is a big improvement on the old 4 food groups that the USDA developed in 1956 and on the various pyramid-shaped graphics developed by the federal government since then. The idea is simple. Build your diet from 4 healthy staples: whole grains, legumes, vegetables, and fruits. On your plate, these simple ingredients might translate into a hearty sweet potato chowder, spinach lasagna, Cuban black beans and Spanish rice, or lentil and carrot soup. And there are endless other possibilities. But let's first take a look at the staple food groups themselves. These are the ingredients that build the most healthful meals. The whole grain group. This group includes brown rice, oats, barley, corn, and all the products that are made from whole grains, breads, cereals, pasta, and many others. In countries where grains are staples, diabetes is much less common than it is in North America and Europe. This should be no surprise. Whole grains are filling, but have very little fat and no cholesterol. When selecting grains, let the glycemic index guide you. The legume group. This category includes beans, peas, and lentils. It also includes the endless array of soy products, from veggie burgers to meatless hot dogs, tofu, tempeh, miso, and every conceivable kind of deli slice. Legumes are hearty, high-protein foods with a remarkably low GI. They are rich in calcium, iron, cholesterol-lowering soluble fiber, and even traces of good fats, omega-3 fatty acids. Whether you favor a chickpea salad, black bean chili, or a soy-based veggie burger or other meat substitute, legumes are handy, healthy ingredients. The one thing the bean group lacks is good public relations. Its health benefits have gone largely unnoticed. Nutrition scientists, however, know that putting these healthy powerhouses front and center on your menu is a great way to drive down your weight, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Findings from the U.S. government's National Nutrition and Health Examination Survey, conducted from 1999 through 2002, showed that people who included beans in their regular menu weighed, on average, 6.5 pounds less than people who generally neglected this healthy food group. The trend showed up in teenagers, too. Teenaged bean lovers weighed 7 pounds less and had waistlines that were nearly an inch slimmer compared with their bean-avoiding peers. Researchers at the University of Kentucky summarized the results of 11 prior research studies and found that people who frequently consume legumes are indeed thinner. They also have lower levels of bad LDL cholesterol and higher levels of good HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. If you are new to bean dishes, go easy at first and keep portions modest. They are likely to cause some gassiness until your digestive tract adapts. The vegetable group. Each member of the vegetable group is robustly healthful. The green vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, spinach, kale, Swiss chard, and many others, are packed with iron and, except for spinach, high in absorbable calcium. Orange vegetables are loaded with beta-carotene, a cancer fighter. You will get it from carrots, yams, and butternut squash, among others. Be generous with them. Instead of the neglected little pile of overcooked vegetables some people park on their plates, have 2 or even 3 different vegetables with your dinner. One of my favorite combinations is mashed butternut squash and broccoli. Sometimes I cook them up fresh, and other times I simply use frozen. The colors contrast, as does the sweetness of the squash with the heartier flavor of broccoli. You do not have to be a gourmet chef. Even the most hurried person has time to open a package of frozen vegetables and steam or microwave them. These foods are loaded with vitamins and minerals, are very low in fat, and like all plant foods, have no cholesterol at all. Virtually all have a healthy, low GI. The main exception is baking potatoes, so favor yams and sweet potatoes instead.